Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 25th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Thursday, July 24th, 2014, United Continental Holdings, Incorporated announced their second quarter results of $919 million profit, excluding special charges, which is an increase of 51% over last year. When excluding the $130 million in special charges, United still reported $789 million net income. This $130 million special charge includes $66 million to permanently ground 21 Embraer ERJ-135 aircraft, which still have a lease until 2018, and $38 million in severance and benefits costs related to the layoff of frontline employees and management. During the second quarter, United reported that their passenger revenue per available seat mile, or PRASM, increased 3.7% compared to the second quarter of 2013. They also generated $1.5 billion of operating cash flow and ended the quarter with $6.8 billion in unrestricted liquidity. United's Board of Directors also authorized a $1.0 billion share repurchase program. United states the repurchase program should be completed within the next 3 years. A share repurchase program allows United to buy its own shares from the marketplace, which will reduce the number of the outstanding shares. By reducing United's outstanding share count, United is creating additional value for its investors as each of the existing shares becomes more valuable. FAOM revision number 11 should be available in your domicile and has an effective date of August 1, 2014. The revision also includes two copies of the updated Flight Attendant Announcement Booklet. As a reminder, the announcement booklet is now a required item and a required component of our FAOM. Please plan accordingly and give yourself enough time to review the changes and insert revision number 11 into your FAOM before the August 1st effective date. The government-approved Known Crew Member, or KCM, program allows flight attendants and pilots at many airlines to enjoy the convenience of expedited security screening. AFA worked with the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, to ensure that flight attendants could be included in the program, which allows participating crew members to access sterile areas of the airport through a separate crew portal. The success of the program is dependent upon crew members demonstrating that they can be trusted to comply with all related requirements. TSA has served notice that any crew member that violates the KCM requirements may lose their right to participate in the program. TSA has also warned that such violations could jeopardize the entire Known Crew Member program. To protect our ability to participate in the Known Crew Member program, we must all abide by the following rules. Authorized crew members must travel in uniform. Crew members may not transit the KCM portal with any TSA-prohibited items. Carriage of another individual's property through the KCM portal to circumvent screening is prohibited. And all crew members transiting a KCM portal are subject to random screening. KCM expedited screening is an earned privilege, not a right. Any breaches of the KCM requirements could jeopardize our standing in the program and the ability to expand it. On Friday, July 18, 2014, Jay Heppner, ALPA United Master Council Executive Chairman, hosted a meeting in Chicago at the Airline Pilots Association offices. The meeting was attended by AFA International President Sarah Nelson and the union leadership from United AFA CWA, Continental AFA CWA, Airline Pilots Association, International Association of Machinists, and Professional Airline Flight Control Association. The intent of the meeting was to reignite the union coalition behind issues of common interest for the benefit of all United employees. Following the discussions that took place at the meeting, representatives of the unions in attendance shared a common understanding that reaffirming the union coalition would be very beneficial in addressing the common frustration shared by each of the employee groups for the company's apparent inability to move forward with issues that all our members experience daily. In addition, several of the representatives expressed frustration with the delayed implementation of contractual improvements for their respective memberships. Every union present share the perspective that their members' paychecks have been affected by the conversion to the new payroll system. Each reported that solutions were not easily achieved without intensive intervention by their respective union representatives. We all realize that this is our airline and that we have a vested interest in seeing it succeed. Most importantly, we have an opportunity to shape our new airline for the future, because together we are the new United. A joint statement from the Union Coalition is available on our website. Our Joint Negotiating Committee concluded this week's negotiation session with management in Denver. During this meeting, the JNC also attended training on the new interest-based bargaining, that's IBB process, with the participation of the National Mediation Board. Our JNC has provided an update through the Our United newsletter earlier today. The next negotiation session will take place in Denver the week of August 4th, 2014. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.